With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program that celebrates the rich heritage of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of wonderful listening. The liturgical season of Advent coincides with the growing darkness as we approach the winter solstice. Thus, the theme of light from darkness pervades the season, along with a deep sense of expectation and longing for the Messiah. On today's edition of With Heart and Voice, we'll listen to sacred choral and organ music that exudes that sense, with music by Palestrina, Bach, Byrd, Kodály, and others. We'll start with music by American composer Anthony Piccolo, which takes an ancient text from the Responsory for Matins on Advent Sunday and sets it in modern garb that conveys that sense of longing. I Look From Afar is sung here by the choir of the Washington National Cathedral, directed by Richard Dirksen. Douglas Major plays the organ. I Look From Afar, music by Anthony Piccolo, performed by the choir of the Washington National Cathedral. Richard W. Dirksen conducted. The hymn Creator of the Stars of Night is based on the plain chant hymn Conditor Alme Siderum, and often serves as a processional to begin traditional services of lessons and carols for Advent Sunday in many parishes and cathedrals. That's the practice at London's Southwark Cathedral, whose choir sings here. Peter Wright directs. The choir of Southwark Cathedral sang the hymn Creator of the Stars of Night, led by Peter Wright. Soloist was Rupert Jennings. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The motet In So Lord Jesus Quickly Come by Paul Mons has become a classic anthem for Advent both here in America as well as in the United Kingdom. The words are by Ruth Mons, based on texts from Revelation chapter 22. We'll hear the cathedral choir from the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama. Frederick Tejardo directs.
Thank you.
choir of the Cathedral Church of the Advent in Birmingham, Alabama, sang the hymn O Come, O Come, Emmanuel with a descant by their director, Frederick Teardo. Charles Kennedy played the organ. Earlier, they sang E'en So, Lord Jesus, Quickly Come by Paul Mons. The bleak and empty sense of longing for the Messiah is palpable in the chorale prelude Nun komm der Heiden Heiland, BWV 659, by Johann Sebastian Bach. Savior of the Nations Come is introduced with a steadily moving bass line which supports a brooding accompaniment. The melody itself is highly ornamented and complements the starkness of the accompaniment. Lionel Rogg plays the historic organ by Gottfried Silbermann in Arlesheim.
Thank you.
Nun komm der Heiden Heiland, Savior of the Nations Come by Johann Sebastian Bach. Lionel Rogge performed on the Silbermann organ at Arlesheim. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The Matin responsory for Advent that we heard in a contemporary setting to begin the program was set centuries ago by Giovanni Pierluigi da Palestrina, and often is the first music heard at services of lessons and carols for Advent Sunday. Alternating between soloist and full choir, sometimes sung at a distance before the procession begins. We'll hear it as sung at Salisbury Cathedral, where Simon Lowe leads the choir in this recording. Palestrina's setting of the Matin responsory was sung by the choir of Salisbury Cathedral, led by Simon Lowell. The text of the anthem Expectans Expectavi by Charles Wood is based on Psalm 40, whose words include, I waited patiently for the Lord. Composed in 1919, it's felt by some to have been written in direct response to the tragic events of World War I. The choir of St. Edmundsbury Cathedral is directed by James Thomas and accompanied by Scott Farrell. Expectans Expectavi by Sir Charles Wood. James Thomas led the choir of St. Edmundsbury Cathedral, accompanied by Scott Farrell. Music of Zoltán Kodály is next, as we hear his interesting setting of Veni, Veni, Emmanuel. The Monteverdi Choir of Budapest sings, directed by Eva Kolar.
Thank you.
The Monteverdi Choir of Budapest sang music of the great Hungarian composer and music educator Zoltán Kodály. Veni, Veni, Emmanuel was led by Éva Kollár. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The French organist and composer Jean Guillou was a brilliant player and improviser, known for his flamboyant and often idiosyncratic performances of both standard works as well as his own, often full of musical color. We'll listen to him improvise next in Litany on O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. He performs on the great organ in the Tonhalle in Zurich. Jean Guillou, who was for many years organist at the Church of Saint-Eustache in Paris, improvised a piece, Litany, on O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. He played the organ in the Tonhalle in Zurich, Switzerland. As part of the observance of Advent in many churches, for each of the four Sundays of the season, a candle will be lit to mark the period of anticipation in preparation for the arrival of the Christ child. Wayne Wold wrote a hymn that chronicles this cumulative preparation of the season. Light one candle to watch for Messiah. He paired it with a Yiddish folk tune, and we'll hear it in an arrangement by Richard Erickson, who leads the Holy Trinity Bach Choir of New York. Light One Candle to Watch for Messiah was sung by the Holy Trinity Bach Choir of New York, led by Richard Erickson. William Byrd's motet Vigilate is based on words from the Gospel of Mark, "Keep watch, for you do not know when the master of the house will come." Mark Lee conducts the choir of Bristol Cathedral. Mark Lee led the choir of Bristol Cathedral in Vigilate by William Byrd. One of the enduring hymn texts of the great Charles Wesley, paired with a tune by Thomas Oliver's, is "Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending," which is frequently the hymn chosen to close Advent services. The strong text and magnificent tune lead us on through the season. We'll hear the choir of Salisbury Cathedral, led by Simon Lowell, with David Halls at the Father Willis organ.
Thank you.
Lo, He Comes with Clouds Descending was sung by the choir of Salisbury Cathedral. Simon Lowell directed, with David Halls accompanying. Thank you for joining me for today's program as we've listened to music to begin the Advent season and a new liturgical year. I hope you enjoyed the selections I've chosen and found them to be meaningful and inspiring. Some of the recordings have come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available for on-demand listening on the web at withheartandvoice.org. We also hope you'll like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.